This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Objectifying the human body, objectifying human sexuality, leads to objectifying procreation and children. In the case of the Australian couple who abandoned their child by directing his surrogate mother to abort, now comes news that they actually asked for their money back from the surrogate agency in Thailand. A pro-life group wants more information about the IRS program to use an atheist group to monitor the content of church sermons. The Alliance Defending Freedom wants to know everything about why the IRS would appoint itself to regulate speech by using the tax code. This is Life News Radio. You are loved beyond what any other person could give you or perform for you. The human soul, yes, every one of us, was brought into this world by the love of God. Yes, parents were involved, but God was even more involved. Cutting-edge science tells the story more and more. But before that, and long after discussions of science are exhausted, you must know that at your creation, the infinite God of the universe broke the continuum between time and space to breathe life into you. An entirely unique creation of an infinitely loving God. So, in the midst of stories that often detract from such, take a moment of time to know God loves you. This is Life News Radio. There is more good news on the story of Veronica, who escaped forced abortion by jumping to safety out a London abortion clinic window. It turns out that a single counselor took to the streets to help women trapped in sex trafficking and managed to encourage Veronica enough that she was willing to say no to both abortion and her handler. This has been Life News Radio.